When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
What? Well, let me roll up onto the laptop and take a look, yes. Whoa! It's an email from Chris Sinzak. Looks like it's time to make the Rockin' Pod 2023 commercial. And it has to be informative and exciting and attention-grabbing and awesome. It's my most important job for Rockin' Pod. I mean, yeah, I guess being the main stage live event host is pretty important too. But this commercial, it can make or break everything. It is the foundation that will lift Pantheon Podcasts and Rockin' Pod Weekend 2023 to their highest heights. Yes, Chris has finally secured all the quality guests, all the podcasts, all the vendors. And now he's in overdrive, working his knuckles to the bone, scheduling countless interviews, putting together seating arrangements, layouts, flights, insurance plans to cover the Rock and Metal Combat podcast. It's up to me to make sure all the good people know all about Rockin' Pod. Now, sure, the work that Chris Sinzak, Tracy McAndrew, Andy Connors and their amazing team of organizers do is crucial. But if this commercial doesn't kill and nobody shows up, all their achievements will have been for nothing. It's all on me. No pressure. Just let me grab my pen and paper and we'll rock this thing out. I learned how to write copyright commercial spots during my radio days. And if I know anything, it's to gather all the information that is important to make sure everyone knows everything they need to know. So I guess the best place to start is with the guests. And no better place to start than right here with Eddie Ojeda, the man they call Fingers. He is the guitarist of the almighty Twisted Sister. Songs like I Want to Rock and We're Not Gonna Take It would not have become the iconic pop culture symbols they are without his influence. I personally feel that Eddie and JJ French have to be considered one of the greatest guitar duos ever. And his signature Charvel Bullseye electric guitar? Classic. If you have a Twisted Sister album that you'd like autographed, well, you're in luck because he's played on them all. Bring him on down to Rockin' Pod on Saturday and meet the newly inducted Heavy Metal Hall of Famer in person. Longtime friend of Decibel Geek and a multiple-time Rockin' Pod guest is Drew Fortier. This Chicago native is one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. Not only is he a killer guitarist who's played with bands like Bang Tango, Flip, the Chuck Mosley Band, Zen from Mars, and most recently, The Lucid with David Ellefson, he's also an actor who's appeared in multiple films, he's written books, he's produced films, including an incredible Bang Tango documentary. Drew is a multi-talented, creative dude with a lot of unique experiences, and he's always a favorite amongst the podcasters that are looking for great interviews. Galactic Cowboys, man, they've got to be one of the most underappreciated rock bands ever. But that's always kind of been part of what makes it cool to be a fan of theirs. Because although they've been around since 1989, they still remain an underground favorite. See, not everybody knows about this band. So when you meet somebody who does, you feel like you're meeting a kindred spirit. Bassist Monty Colvin, he's been a part of the band since the very beginning. And he's also an artist who's painted several of the band's album covers over the years. If you have a Galactic Cowboys album to be signed, he's playing on them all, and he's going to be at Rockin' Pod. If you read Metal Edge or any other rock magazine back in the day, then odds are you have definitely enjoyed an interview done by Metal Dave Glesner. Dave has interviewed Kiss, Ozzy, Metallica, Motley Crue, The Ramones, and hundreds of other rock legends. One of the most loved and respected rock journalists of all time. Check your old rock magazines for one of his many interviews and bring it down to Rockin' Pod for an autograph. How cool would that be? Currently, he's the host of the Talk Louder podcast alongside Jason McMaster. If you watched the Headbangers Ball in the early 90s, then you definitely know about the band Dangerous Toys, led by that man, Jason McMaster. Known for songs like Scared, Teasing, Pleasing, Pissed, and that timeless ballad of tender romance, Sportin' a Woody. A true rocker in every sense of the word, Jason currently fronts a killer band called Crooked Teeth and co-hosts the Talk Louder podcast with Dave Glesner. Jason will also be participating in the special Rare Hair live event on Friday night at the Eastside Bowl. If you're a fan of professional wrestling in the late 80s, then you're probably aware of GLOW. That's right, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Easily one of the top tag teams of that series was the badass team of Hollywood and Vine. Hollywood is like Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses style mixed up with a vicious, dangerous competitor who would do anything to win. And you know what? Few pro wrestlers in the history of the sport have embodied that rock and roll spirit more than Hollywood. So come on down and meet her at Rockin' Pod. What do the iconic album covers of Twisted Sister's Stay Hungry?
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet, Dawkins, Erase the Slate, and Slayer's War at the Warfield all have in common... they were all photographed by legendary rock photographer Mark Weiss. He has photographed everyone, but he wasn't just on the outside looking in. He introduced Sebastian Bach to Skid Row and Ozzy Osbourne to Zakk Wylde. With such an amazing resume, it's easy to see why so many podcasts are clamoring to talk to him. Mark will also have his career-spanning book, The Decade That Rocked, available for autograph and purchase on-site at Rockin' Pod. When Mr. Big debuted in 1989, they instantly became one of the most popular bands on the planet. They would go on to release 8 studio albums as lead vocalist Eric Martin solidified his status as one of the most talented singers and songwriters in all of rock. Outside of Mr. Big, Eric has enjoyed a very fruitful solo career. The announcement of Eric participating in Friday Night Rare Hair set, his availability for interviews, meet and greets, and autographs at Rockin' Pod, and his special Eric Martin big acoustic show on Sunday has gotten rave reactions from fans planning to attend Rockin' Pod 2023. Bring your Eric Martin and Mr. Big albums for autographs, and don't forget your copy of the Iron Eagle soundtrack. When that metal show debuted on VH1 Classic back in 2008, it was embraced by rock and metal fans who longed for the days of Headbangers Ball. We felt like the music we love was finally being represented on TV again. One of the crucial keys to the success of the show's 14-season run was the passion and the humor of co-host Don Jameson. Don is also a world-renowned comedian who has traveled the globe and performed on the Monsters of Rock cruise, Rock on the Range, and the Metallica Orion Festival. Don returns by popular demand to Rockin' Pod 2023, where he'll be available for photos, autographs, and will also be co-headlining a comedy show at Sunday's Punchlines and Backlines party. One of the most exciting parts about Rockin' Pod this year is the live music performances. And this year, rock fans have an extra reason for excitement because on Saturday night after the expo, we'll all be gathering at Bowie's in the heart of downtown Nashville for Keel Fest 2. In a sea of twangy guitar bars, Bowie's has earned its reputation as the premier club focused on rock and metal in Music City. And it's the perfect place to celebrate the career of Ron Keel. Keel Fest 2 kicks off with the Nashville debut performances of two of rock's most promising fresh rising bands, and RFK Media recording artists Crashing Wayward and The Fifth. Up next is the much anticipated return to the city of their origin and celebrating the 40th anniversary of their debut album, It's Steeler. Featuring Ron Keel, Rick Fox, Dwayne Miller, and Mitch Perry. Not only will Ron be performing with Steeler, he will also be joined by Mark Ferrari, Brian Jay, Dwayne Miller, and Gino Arce to perform the music of Keel. You've got the right to rock and pod, and Keel is going to prove it with a set loaded with fan favorite songs. Ron Keel may be visiting his past and his current, but as a man who always looks to the future, he will return to the stage one more time with the Ron Keel Band. That's five bands in one night. It's the Rockin' Pod Expo After Party, Keel Fest 2. Ron Keel, Steeler, Keel, Crashing Wayward, The Fifth, RFK Media, they're all going to be representing at the Rockin' Pod Expo for interviews, meet and greets, photos, and autographs, and some members will even be participating in the Rare Hair Show Friday night. A serious fan of animated TV programs of the 80s like G.I. Joe and the Transformers like I was, then you probably are aware of Gem and the Holograms, which was created by the same people who brought you G.I. Joe and the Transformers. Based on the adventures of Jerrica Benton and her alter ego Gem, lead vocalist of Gem and the Holograms. Samantha Newark provided the voices of Jerrica and Gem and is also a musician in her own right. I know you've got every episode on VHS, so bring them on down to Rockin' Pod because Samantha would love to see her fans. Ooh, Jim's adventure. Matt Dice will be appearing at the Rockin' Pod Expo. This well-respected bass player has appeared on the CKY albums The Phoenix, Carver City, Too Precious to Kill, and Live at Mr. Small's. He's also a member of the popular metal band All That Remains, and appears on the album This Darkened Heart. If you have these albums in your collection and you need them autographed, or you want to meet Matt in person, then Rockin' Pod is the place to do it. Mick Strawn, he's the most metal of all special effects and film production artists in the world. He's a 2016 inductee into the Hall of Horror, and his credits include films like Candyman, Boogie Nights, Mortal Kombat, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Critters, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, Lawnmower Man, Revenge of the Nerds 3, and almost all the Nightmare on Elm Street films. Mick is also a huge fan of rock and metal music, and this guy is super excited to be a part of Rockin' Pod. So come on down and say hello to Mick. When I think about the greatest comedians going today, Craig Gass immediately comes to mind. Craig is constantly touring the world and brings the laughter wherever he goes, but he is truly in his element when entertaining rock fans. That's why Alice in Chains chose him as their opening act for their tour. Craig has made his name on stage, but he's also loved for his roles on Family Guy, American Dad, and The Howard Stern Show. He has a wide array of spot-on impressions that he's known for, but his hilarious impressions of Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley had the crowd in stitches at the last Rockin' Pod. So truly backed by popular demand, Craig Gass will be appearing at the Expo on Saturday for photos, autographs, interviews, and meet and greets. Then on Sunday, he co-headlines the big rock and roll comedy show and will lend commentary for a live screening of a legendary rock film. Roxy Blue was a band that burned bright and hot when they burst on the scene in the early 90s, Memphis rockers with the sound and the style of the Sunset Strip. Signed by Geffen and teamed with Mike Klink to produce their debut album Want Some, the band enjoyed worldwide popularity along with play on radio and MTV. Now, even though grunge would quickly crash down on them and they disbanded in 1993, Roxy Blue made an indelible mark on the fans that would continue to clamor for their return for many years, until 2017, and we got our wish. Soon after that, the band would deliver their long-awaited second full-length studio album, which was one of the best rock albums of 2019. So come on down to the Expo on Saturday, meet Todd, Josh, Scotty, and Jeff, and hopefully they got some good news about a new album soon. If you've been to any of the past Rockin' Pods, then odds are you're already friends with Andre LaBelle. Andre is one of the most talented and creative drummers in the world. And he's also one of the friendliest people on earth, too. And as popular as Andre is with the fans, he's even more loved by the podcasters who enjoy talking to him about his times working with Robert Fleischman of Journey, Chris Holmes of Wasp, Bill Leverty of Firehouse, Josh Todd of Buck Cherry, Richie Kotzen, Crazy Old Vinnie Vincent, and so many others. Come on down to the Expo on Saturday, and you too will leave a friend of Andre LaBelle. you're a fan of 80s metal, then you surely are a fan of the documentary Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, The Metal Years. Prominently featured in that film was the Detroit three-piece band Seduce, led by frontman slash bassist Mark Andrews. Grab your Seduce albums or your copy of Decline, because Mark will be available for interviews, photos, autographs, and meet and greets on Saturday at the Rockin' Pod Expo. Yeah! Jason and the Scorchers, man, they're legendary in Nashville, but they're also loved and respected all over the world. Formed in 1981, the band has released a lot of music over the years, and a huge credit to their unique sound is lead guitarist Warner E. Hodges. His playing is like a nuclear fusion of Buck Owens and Angus Young, if you can imagine that. If you have any albums by Jason and the Scorchers, hell, he plays on them all, and also has some pretty stellar solo albums as well. So bring it all down to Rockin' Pod on Saturday and meet and greet with Warner. To the Decibel Geek Podcast, I've had the pleasure of meeting some of the coolest people on the planet. And Paul Taylor wasn't just one of the coolest, he was also one of the friendliest dudes we've ever had on the show. If you were around the late 80s, then you know all about Winger. They were everywhere. With songs like 17 and Headed for a Heartbreak, Winger dominated radio, magazines, and MTV. But don't forget, before Winger, Paul was a member of the Alice Cooper Band, appearing on the Raise Your Fist and Yell and the live album A Fistful of Alice. Imagine the awesome autographs you can get when you meet Paul on Saturday at the Rockin' Pod Expo. If I asked you to name the most well-known rock instrumental song, I bet a lot of people would name the 1963 surf classic, Wipeout. The guitarists out there are gonna love this, because the guitar player that helped create that song with the Safaris, Bob Berryhill, is going to be at Rockin' Pod. Bob has released 12 studio albums, and his music has been included in at least 33 different compilations and soundtracks. So, you should have no problem finding something for Bob to sign at Rockin' Pod. It's been over a decade since Jack Russell has performed with the classic lineup of Great White. After the split, Mark Kendall, Michael Laird, and Audie DeBro carried on, and over the years tried to recapture the magic that they had with Jack, with several different singers that all seemed to miss the target. Until last year, when Brett Carlisle was hired to fill in as lead vocalist for a couple of shows. Brett made his mark immediately on the band and the fans, and gave everyone a feeling that Great White had finally found their guy. Come on down and meet Brett, the new vocalist of Great White, at Rockin' Pod. You know, rock and roll dreams really do come true. And if you want proof of that, look no further than the amazing Jeremy Asbrock. At one time, Jeremy was Nashville's most revered rock guitarist, making his name at local events with the Big Rock Show, the Rock and Roll Residency, as well as the greatest Kiss tribute I've ever seen, Blonder Than Hell. We all knew that he was destined for greatness, but could have never imagined that he would be chosen to be a part of the Gene Simmons band, and furthermore than that, he would then become a member of the Ace Frehley band as well, cementing his place in Kistery. Come see Jeremy at the Rockin' Pod Expo and witness the rock and roll dream in person. The 1974 Playmate of the Year, it opens a lot of doors that ordinarily would not be available to most people. For Bebe Buell, it opened the doors to rock and roll history in the making. She was able to develop these close relationships with so many legendary figures in rock, and she herself became a part of the story. A story that she shared with the world when she released her autobiography, Rebel Heart, An American Rock and Roll Journey, which is considered to be a must-read by fans of the genre. Meet Bebe, and you can get your own autographed copy at Rockin' Pod. X released their self-titled debut in 1988 on MCA Records and survived all these years, releasing 10 full-length studio albums, and Steve Blaze has been there every step of the way. Whether it's the self-titled debut from 1988 or the 2022 album From Womb to Tomb or anything in between, bring it on down to Rockin' Pod because Steve is looking forward to seeing all the Lillian X fans. It's always difficult for a legendary band to change key elements and components that give them their unique sound and carry on with credibility. It's even rarer when a band goes through many lineup changes but is still able to match, or in some cases even surpass, what they had achieved in the past. One such band is Accept. I mean, who doesn't love Balls to the Wall? I love all their albums. But their most recent release, Too Mean to Die, is such a good album that you could stand it up against anything else in their catalog. The current Accept might be the most solid lineup the band has ever had. And a huge part of the band's current success is bass player Martin Motnick. He enhances the band so much with all his contributions as a player, a songwriter, and a performer. If you didn't pick up Too Tough to Die in 2021, you missed out. But it's not too late. Get your copy today and bring it to Rockin' Pod for Martin to sign. Maybe we can get him to tell us all about the new Accept album that's supposed to be coming out this year. Nashville is known as Music City for a reason. When megastars of all genres look to assemble a mega band to take their vision on tour, the pool of musical talent in Nashville would be pretty hard to match. Everyone from Winona Ryder to Donna Summer choose Music City when they're looking for top-notch players. And when they're looking to enhance their low end to the max, they all vie for the services of John Billings. John is also an accomplished producer and photographer, and he and his wife Amy also opened Nashville's Wine Down, a venue that combines fine wine with fine music. They have also been very supportive of Rockin' Pod over the years. And oh, did I mention? John has played for years with the surviving members of the Monkees. Mother's Nightmare was formed in Memphis in 1987 and were eventually recruited by the legendary Clive Davis and signed to Arista Records. They gained a lot of notoriety on the Headbangers Ball with their videos for the songs Walls Come Down, House of Pain, and Love Can Make You Blind. EVM has been around for a long time and released a lot of great music over the years. Rick Rule has been there since the very beginning and remains the constant to this day. Come on down and meet Rick at the Rockin' Pod Expo. Was founded in 1986 in San Francisco, signed by Island Records in 1988, and released their debut album No Respect in 1989. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it is one of my all-time favorites. Just a great album with amazing songs being performed by a killer band. Looking back, I feel like it was so unfortunate that this Sunset Strip style band, breaking the scene right before the wave of grunge popularity, they just couldn't seem to get their fair shake that they deserved. I could go on and on about how everyone should get familiar with this album, but one of my favorite things about it is the out-of-this-world guitar playing of Dailana Nova Scott. It is a huge part of what takes this band's music to the next level for me. Dailana is also a patent-holding genius who has invented cutting-edge guitar gear as third-power amplification. If you are a fan of Vane or a guitarist looking for the gear to take you to the next level, you need to come down and see Dailana at Rockin' Pod. When it comes to the recording industry, Anthony Fox has become a master of all trades. You might be familiar with Anthony as the rock and guitarist of the Beautiful Creatures, But that would only be scratching the surface of his contributions to rock history. Whether as a producer, engineer, mixer, or masterer, Anthony has had his hand in albums by Lemmy, Ace Frehley, Aerosmith, Vince Neil, Night Ranger, Buck Cherry, Foreigner, The Bullet Boys, Saigon Kick, Power Man 5000, Bang Tango, Resistant Bite, The Dead Daisies, and even Carlos Santana. And that's just to name a few. I can imagine all the podcasts that are clamoring to talk to him, and you can meet him too at Rockin' Pod. If you've been to Rockin' Pod before, or have perhaps been on the Monsters of Rock cruise, or even the Kiss cruise, then you need no introduction to the awesomeness that is Courtney Cronin Dold. I cannot possibly begin to list all the comedy tours she's done, or all the legendary places that she's performed, or all the awards and accolades that she's received, or the super cool famous ass people she works with all the time, or all that television that she's developed, produced, directed, and written. But what I can tell you is this. At the last Rockin' Pod, during the theater screening of Kiss Meets the Phantom, with live commentary from comedians, Courtney had the best line of the night. The place erupted with laughter, and if you were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Total mic drop moment. Courtney is also half the genius team who brings us punchlines and backlines. This concept answers the question, can rock stars be funny? Courtney will gather a handful of the rock star guests from Rockin' Pod, and they will perform a live comedy set for the first time ever in front of a live audience. Us. And of course, Courtney will be delivering one of her own always hilarious comedy sets as well, and appearing at Rockin' Pod on Saturday. Harnell is without question one of the greatest voices in all of rock history. As lead vocalist and frontman of the legendary band TNT. TNT has released a lot of albums over the years, and Tony has been on all the best ones. One of the amazing things about Tony is that while back in the day, things he was able to do with his voice were insane. But he's maintained that power and intensity to this day. He proved that at the last Rockin' Pod when he performed at Rare Hair with a one-night-only supergroup performance of Victim of Changes by Judas Priest. Now that song is no joke to attempt to sing, but Tony ripped the doors off that thing and stole the show that night. Gather up your TNT albums and come on down to Rockin' Pod to meet Tony Harnell. One of the most interesting people I have ever met is Sandy Gennaro. Did you know that he was once a member of a German metal band called Kraft, and they spent the summer of 1986 touring Europe with Queen? Or that he's been the permanent drummer in the Monkees since 1987? He also played with Michael Bolton and Bruce Kulick in the band Blackjack. He was the featured drummer in multiple years of the Dick Wagner Remember the Child All-Star Concert. He's played on several Pat Travers albums and the Goonies movie theme song by Cyndi Lauper. That's Sandy Gennaro on drums. Come meet Sandy at Rockin' Pod. You won't ever run out of things to talk about.
Then he stood and yelled, "You have me, boys. I took my stand, I made some noise. I lived and I died
by my own choice.
Back in 2019, Tora Tora returned with a new album called Bastards of Beale. I can tell you that it was a happy day for Decibel Geek. It's always cool when you can bond with someone over the love of an album that is often overlooked. That makes it special to the ones that are cool enough to be in the know. For Chris and myself, one of those albums was 1992's Wild America. So you can imagine how thrilled we were to have Anthony Corder on the show with us to do an Albums Unleashed on that very album. It is one of my favorite moments from the history of the show, and Anthony couldn't have been a nicer or cooler guy. We will always champion this band, and if you want to be one of the cool kids, you better get into some Tora Tora, then get on down to Rockin' Pod and meet this amazing dude. I find it very cool when legendary artists release new music in the current age that rivals the music that made them legendary to begin with. Ozzy, Stryper, Overkill, Kiss? Just kidding, not Kiss. But another band that I feel really fits that description would be Exodus, godfathers of Bay Area thrash metal, the real thing. Jack Gibson has been bringing the thunder with them for a combined 23 years. He's played on every album since Tempo of the Damned all the way up to last year's stellar Persona Non Grata and everything in between. Grab your Exodus albums and bring them to Rockin' Pod to meet Jack Gibson. I think it's important to honestly assess oneself, to understand who we really are, to look inward for the answers, and to be self-aware. And I am aware that I am the biggest Tough fan that I know. I'm also aware that I'm likely probably the most outspoken fan of the band Tough that you know too. People say I'm crazy, but there's a reason, and I'll never forget it. I was a teenager, my friend Jason bought the cassette tape of What Comes Around Goes Around, and I dug it a lot. Heavy guitars and drums, lots of songs about wild women, the kind that a kid from central Wisconsin could only dream about. Songs like Ain't Worth a Dime, Lonely Lucy, and Spit Like This. Yeah, I was all about it. These guys looked like rockers, and they sang songs that made me believe like, damn, these dudes are getting laid all the time. But that was 1991, and the days of cool-looking rockers and hot chicks was about to go extinct. So when many of my friends stopped listening to these bands, I stuck with the bands I liked. and I stuck with Tough. It was icing on the cake later for me to find out the lead vocalist and frontman Stevie Rochelle grew up not too far from where I grew up in Wisconsin. That made it even cooler. I special ordered the Tough CDs throughout the 90s and was thrilled in the early 2000s when the program manager at Z104 handed me the History of Tough CD and told me I could play the song American Hair Band. The listeners went crazy for that song. It was like they were reminded of just how good the music from that era really was. And I still say that song changed the way that people looked at hair bands. I might be the biggest Tough fan that you know, but I also know that I'm not the only one, and that there will be plenty of people coming to Rockin' Pod to meet Stevie Rochelle. I've covered every guest that there is to cover. Anybody else at this point will be a surprise, like that time the band Raven just showed up. I also need to add that Rare Hair Friday night show at the East Side Bowl will feature most of the artists that I've mentioned here, split up into supergroups for once-in-a-lifetime performances. And a big shout-out to Tyson Leslie for being the genius and the mastermind behind Rare Hair. And on top of all that, there's going to be amazing vendors. If you're a vinyl collector, you are going to be in heaven at Rockin' Pod. There are 9 different vendors focusing on vinyl, and these vendors know their Rockin' Pod audience. Happy Johnson, Viv and Dickey, Motor Soul, Yesterdays, Tony Seminara's Depot Records, Andrew Parker, The Vinyl Asylum, Analog Your Life, and Jason Herndon's Kiss My Wax will all be there, and they are bringing you your records. If there's a certain rock or metal album that you're looking for, there's a real good chance that you're going to find it at Rockin' Pod. There will be vendors with comics, art, jewelry, books, toys, and collectibles, including Nerd Herd, Tim Q, Atomic Comics, B.H. Blankenship, Piper Bedwell, The Secret Base, All Indians, Figments and Fripperies, Rebel Sabres, Jeremy Lima, Lotus Knight, Terrence Muncy, Live to Dance, Wicked Wiccan Canisters, Baker Drums, Hitchhiker Toys, Record Breaking Art, and Jamie and Linda will be back this year with vintage rock t-shirts and custom-made rock and roll clothing and kitchen aprons. So much cool stuff. Also, longtime friend of Rockin' Pod, Tom Feely, is back with the petition for Bill O'Coin to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Add your name to the ever-growing list of people who want to see this legendary champion of the music we love take his deserved place amongst the elites of the music industry. Sign the petition at Rockin' Pod. And another thing that I find amazing about this year's Rockin' Pod is the amount of on-the-rise rock bands that want to be a part of this because they want to connect with you, the rock fans, because they know that Rockin' Pod is the perfect way to introduce themselves to the kind of people that love and support great music. At Rockin' Pod, you will get familiar with Guillotine, The Fifth, Crashing Wayward, Leilani Kilgore, River Ghost, Blackwood, Lost Circus, Stolen Prayer, Mr. Grey, Blackwater Down, Third Party Thieves, Sonny Guitar Slim, Cadence, Tattered Sons, and Lydia Castle. You might meet your new favorite bands at Rockin' Pod. This is a lot of information for one commercial, but I haven't even gotten to the heartbeat and the backbone of everything that is, was, and has become, and that is the podcasts. I'll never have enough time to go through each and every one in great detail, but it all starts with the main Rockin' Pod Weekend 2023 sponsor, Pantheon Podcasts. Pantheon was created to be the ultimate platform for music podcasts, with the goal of gathering the top music podcasts with the intention of nurturing and growing these shows, and because they recognize the value of the art form. Pantheon not only supports the rising of the shows on their roster, but also to enhance the entire medium of music podcasting. That is why Pantheon is the perfect main sponsor for Rockin' Pod. So if you're hearing my voice right now, it means you enjoy listening to the content that we create. And when I run down this list, you will hear the names of the shows that you love. You may even hear the names of shows that are new to you. One thing all these shows have in common is their passion for the music, their shows, and their listeners. If you like even one of these, there's a good chance you may like them all. These are all the podcasts appearing at Rockin' Pod 2023. Rock and Roll Archaeology, Cobras and Fire, I'm in Love with That Song, The Hook Rocks, The Loud Spot, What's Hot in the Strip Club, Harem with Bobby Dreher, The In Obscuria Podcast, The Kiss Room, Talk Louder, Ages of Rock, The Chuck Shoot Podcast, The Electric Crush, Kiss FAQ, The Metal Summit, Podcast Rock City, Mistress Business, Let It Rip with Ron Jones, The Plug Music and More, Metalheads Unite, Fans in Motion, State of Amorica, A to Z Radio, All Things Blues and Southern Rock, Classic Rock Drops, Metal Mayhem, Asylum Radio Network, The Jam Sessions, Look, It's Rock and Roll, On the Rocks, Kiss Talk, Stand Up and Laugh Chats, The Commute, The Ray Agliotta Show, Two Dudes Talk Money and Music, WFMC Jams, Play That Rock and Roll, Straight to Video, Foti Squared, Rockin' Cruel, and of course, the Rockin' Metal Combat Podcast. All these excellent podcasts appearing at Rockin' Pod 2023. And if you heard the name or the names of one of your favorite podcasts in here, then you've got to know that along with all the rock stars, this is your chance to meet in person the stars of your favorite shows. Furthermore than that, you can witness live in real time as they create their shows. Most of these podcasts have been paired up with most of the guests, which will culminate in interviews that you can watch happen and then listen back to later when those episodes are released. It's a pod fan's paradise. Oh, and Decibel Geek will be there too. Free hugs from me if I see you in a Decibel Geek t-shirt. You will also see me at every single event through the entire weekend. I will be hard to miss. Also, great friends of the show who are fan favorites like Mighty K, Metal Mike G, and the Fugers will be there too. And of course, Chris will be there leading this entire thing into glory once again. So, now that I have all the information, if I missed anything, it's either because the information came out late or because I am an idiot. I do apologize. Well, looks like it's time to record the commercial and let the people know everything about Rockin' Pod Weekend 2023. Oh, email from Chris. Oh, shit. This thing needs to be 60 seconds. All right. Pantheon Podcast presents Rockin' Pod 2023, the ultimate weekend gathering for music artists, podcasters, and fans. The weekend starts with a Friday Rare Hair pre-party concert with many special guests. Saturday features the Rockin' Pod Expo. This convention features panels, interviews, vinyl and memorabilia vendors, and over 50 celebrity guests, including members of Mr. Big, Twisted Sister, Great White, Dangerous Toys, and more, as well as podcasters from across the globe. Keel Fest 2, Saturday night, featuring performances by Keel, Ron Keel Band, Steeler, and the debut Nashville performances of Crashing Wayward and The Fifth. Sunday includes a comic and pop culture convention as well as a movie screening and comedy show featuring comedians Courtney Cronin-Dole, Don Jameson of That Metal Show, Craig Gass of The Howard Stern Show, as well as Eric Martin's Big Acoustic. Join us in Nashville March 17th through the 19th for Rocket Pod Weekend. Full details, tickets, and more available at rocketpod.com. Rocket Pod 2023 is brought to you by Pantheon Podcast, Third Power Amplification, RFK Media, and BobbyDreyer.com.
Nailed it. 1 minute exactly. That sucks, though. There's just no way to fit everything that Rockin' Pod Weekend 2023 will be into 60 seconds. But I think I know how to do it. So here it is. And I will see you all in March.
For those who love it loud, Pantheon Podcast presents Rockin' Pod Weekend. Nashville, March 17th through the 19th. It's a rock convention featuring panels, interviews, podcasts, signing sessions, vinyl, comic books, pop culture, and collectibles. Over 50 celebrity guests, including members of Mr. Big, Tough, Great White, Keel, Winger, Accept, and Twisted Sister. Live concerts including Rare Hair on Friday, Keel Fest 2 on Saturday, and Eric Martin's Big Acoustic on Sunday. Plus a rockin' comedy show featuring Courtney Cronin-Dole, Don Jameson from That Metal Show, and Craig Gass from The Howard Stern Show, and a whole lot more. Full details at rockinpod.com. Rockin' Pod Weekend is presented by Pantheon Podcast in association with RFK Media, Third Power Amplification, and BobbyDreyer.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.